Great to have you with us for Garden Talk. Larry Mueller here. We're going to take a look now at how the use of artificial intelligence is infiltrating the plant business. Gail Pabst, our guest today, horticulture and marketing director at the National Garden Bureau and All-American Selections. And Gail's with us to talk about this growing problem. And I hope you will join in if you had experience with AI plants or have a question about a plant you're tempted to buy. Give us a call. The number's 800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Gail Pabst, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Larry. I'm glad to be here.
Before we talk about AI, I want to talk about the National Gardening Bureau. Tell us about the Bureau and what it does.
We're a nonprofit. We're the only nonprofit gardening association. We started in the 1920s by the person who wrote The Victory Garden. And so our job is to give correct facts about gardening and help gardeners be the best that they can be. And all of our members are like breeders and growers and online retailers and just a whole wealth of the horticulture industry is part of the group.
Yeah, long-standing group. And tell us, what are the All-American Selections?
All-American Selection is a nonprofit that trials new and never before seen non-AI plants. And these plants are trialed across North America, and the ones that do the best across the whole times become AAS winners. So if you happen to see AAS winners on your logo or like, you know, on the plant tag, or you read about it somewhere, that means it's been trialed and tested and should do really well in your garden as well.
Well, your latest newsletter, which is quite good, by the way, includes a great article on AI plant scams. What do these scammers do? Describe that.
Okay, so, and I don't know if you've, I'm sure if you're on social media, you've seen them. These plants are amazing.
Yeah.
They look like, you can have them look like dragons, or they're monkey faces, or beautiful colors and checkerboard irises and plants that are taller than your house. Just amazing plants that you see as you scroll by and you're like, wow. And they're hoping you'll want one to be the coolest gardener in your area.
So. And so, and those images that you have in that article, which I hope everybody gets a chance to take a look at, the images are absolutely enticing and amazing. Well, you get interested in the photos. What happens after that?
So then, if you get interested in the photos, and then you read the description, right? And then if it says, they'll hope that you want to buy this plant because it's a rare, exotic, you know, never before seen plant. And then you can purchase it. And then you will either get generic seeds. If you wanted a beautiful begonia, you would get regular begonia seeds or, you know, just run of the mill begonias, or you'll get nothing. And they will leave, of course, with your money. So,
what are the kinds of charges that you've seen for those plants?
You know, that's the part about it that I think they get a lot of people is that they're very inexpensive. So we're talking, you know, $5, $10, $20. I mean, not like hundreds of dollars, but I guess if you get enough people, you can make a nice, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, if it's $5 or $10. Somebody's, I'll give that a try.
Exactly.
So you send them the money somehow, sure electronically.
Yes. And I would hope without your bank, with just a, you know, the PayPal or your credit card, something that you can trace back and, you know, and say no when you don't get it.
So these, and you're right that these scams are on the rise. How come?
Oh, yes, because it's easy to make beautiful plants, right? So you can make them look gorgeous, and you can always tell when they're an AI because they usually just take a picture, show a picture of one item, like, you know, the close up of a flower or everything else in the background might be blurry because it's easier to do a picture that way. And more exciting than trying to make the whole picture. And it's also always perfect. The plant is always perfect. And you know, as a gardener, no plant is as beautiful as they're showing it with no darker, you know, spots. And it's always, yes. And it's on the rise just because AI is on the rise. So you'll be seeing more and more of these plants as you go through. And you always want to check. I don't know if that's on your next thing, but if somebody tells you it's a, I don't know, they're going to call it something, you want to look and see, Google that and see if, is this even come up? You know, because a lot of them won't come up as a plant or look like this.
Yeah, it's, I'm telling you, it's terrible that we even have to now stop and stay safe while shopping for plants.
Exactly. Exactly. Isn't that because, you know, there's that glow in the dark petunia, right? There is a glow in the dark petunia. It's true. And if you Googled glow in the dark petunia, they will show you where you can purchase it, who bred it, where it's from. If you Google any of these plants, you will not find anything about them.
So that's if you're tempted, that's probably the thing to do.
Yes, research. Go to retailers or online retailers that, like Annie's, that are reputable, and check and see if that plant is even exist. You can also take the photo and put it into Google Photos or one of those reverse.
Yeah.
And they'll tell you if it's a AI.
So should you comment on fake AI photos?
Yes. No, don't ever comment. Don't ever say, oh, this is AI, because the more comments they get, the higher up they'll be seen from social media. They, they'll show it to a wider audience. They will, also, if you comment, you'll be seen, shown more of those. So the best thing to do is ignore, or you could click on the, and tell whatever platform you're on that this is AI. Do not comment on it. If you want to comment to your friends and say, look at this, is ridiculous or whatever, or whoever, somebody commented, that's fine. Just don't engage. Is that,
yeah.
How you say that? Engage, yeah. with the post. That just gives them more fuel.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking about this. If they send you a packet of seeds and then you still say, okay, well, I'm going to grow these plants up. I mean, a fair amount of time is going to go by here.
Yes, exactly. And then all of a sudden you're lost. I mean, and to tell you the truth, I really don't know how much the things cost, but they're not that expensive, like hundreds of dollars, but still, I'd be mad if I was expecting a beautiful begonia and it turned out to be a regular begonia that I could have bought.
By the time, and by that amount of, a lot of time has gone by.
Right.
And
those then you look. They have left the building.
And then you either you realize you got scammed, or I must have done something wrong because this is.
Yes.
Not.
And that's what we gardeners do, don't we? Always blame ourselves.
And then it's, well, it cost me $10. I guess that's a lesson learned, and there you're out the money. Is there any idea about how many people have been scammed on this, or how?
I think it's just so new. I mean, that I haven't seen any data that said like how much. I do know like Pinterest is now starting to put on AI generated photos, little tag on the bottom that says AI generated. But that is new, and I wouldn't believe ones that, it doesn't say that tag, so they must be true, because there's a lot of pins on Pinterest to go through photos to put them all AI generated. And I'm not sure if they just are doing the new ones or, you know.
Well, on a little different matter, every year the National Garden Bureau selects year of the plants, and you select them in six different categories, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, there are six different categories.
Why so many?
Because there's so many plants out there. And we used to start with just a few, and then, you know, it was like, we need to do shrubs because there's so many fun and exciting shrubs out there. And then we added houseplants because, come on, there's a ton of houseplants that are fun and you can talk about. So, yeah, it just kept on growing. And now we have six, and I think that's it. Maybe.
You're never going to say never, but
for now it's six.
It's
always fun.
How are they chosen again?
They're chosen by the breeders, and we have a committee that goes through and looks at what's up and coming for popularity. This year, for the 2027s, we had the public vote. We had all, there's a horticulture convention called Cultivate in Ohio, and we had all the people that attended that could vote. So it was interesting to get a different take on what people thought the next in 2027 should be.
Have you got a list of the current six?
Yes, I do.
Let's talk about what have you got?
Okay, I have. Now I'm going to have to look them up because I forget them. Don't tell anybody. Okay, so the perennial is the year. It's the year of the Asclepias, which is milkweed. And that one's great because, I mean, who doesn't love milkweed? And there's so many different types and varieties, and it's amazing. And, you know, they all grow in different areas, a lot of them. So it was fun. I have to tell you, Diane, the executive director, and I, when we do these year ups every year, it's like, I have to grow that because you learn so much. You go, that's amazing. So
that's one.
Then we have the bulb, which is the year of it's the caladium, which is a beautiful, who doesn't love caladiums? Great for shade and sun. Our annual is the calendula, which that's a fun plant. Beautiful flowers and great for so many different, people put them in tea and, you know, do a lotion. It's just fun. And the houseplant is the Monstera, which is also. Now I have like four Monsteras in my house because of this. And dogwood. There's so many different dogwoods, you know, all the shrubs, the red twig and the yellow twigs. There's so much you can do in your landscape with dogwoods. And then our edible was pea, which is also very fun for spring and fall.
So now do you have the selection of the kind of peas that are in there? Yeah, go ahead.
You have Shaolin, you have Snap, and there's three. Come on. I'm testing you. What's the third?
I don't know off the top of my head either.
Okay, wait, I can find this.
Because I love peas.
English, Shelling, Snap and snow. Snow piece, duh.
There's and when are you going to be announcing the latest ones for
2026 is going to be next. This coming, what do I want to say? But if you're really fun, I can tell you. You're not supposed to know until January. But you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Let's have them.
2026 is the year of the azalea, the year of the crocus, the year of the ficus, the year of the hot pepper, the year of the impatience, and the year of the sedum.
So now, tell me the reactions you get for this when you make these announcements. Do you hear from people then, or what goes on?
You hear a lot because people go, oh, I didn't realize, you know, there was so many different varieties or so many different types I could get of, like, dogwood. You just think of the dogwood flowering in the tree, and then you forget about all the twigs that you see all winter, and just, it's just fun to see because people, it is a very popular program just because it's so interesting. That, and then we do like tips on, you know, different did you know tips that are always very popular because it's all these random did you know things that nobody knew.
Yeah. But, so the Garden Bureau, the National Garden Bureau itself, you talked a little bit about it, but maybe tell us a little bit more about what people will really gain from becoming members.
Okay. We are basically where members are people in the industry, like breeders, mm-hmm. and growers, and we do have a ambassador group for people who are just the general gardeners could join, and then they would get they'd get packets of AAS winners and just be part of helping support bringing out information about National Garden Bureau. That's why we have a whole new plant section that is the most, so these for 2025, we have all the plants that the breeders and the growers and the wholesalers are putting out that gardeners can look at and go, I really, wow, this is brand new for this year. And then they should be able to find it at their retailer, garden retailer, or online. Just different seeds, different plants, different garden products.
And so how can you join the National Garden Bureau?
There's a, on the website, there's a become a member up on the top. So you could become a member and be a part of it and help bring gardening out to more people. That's our goal is to get everyone to be a gardener.
What is it? What's the cost?
For associates or supporters is, I'm sorry, is $100.
Okay, but you're going to get a lot for the money.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what, the article itself and the photos that we were talking about with those AI generated were absolutely amazing. And it's an article like that is really pretty fascinating reading and part of the collection of things that you get when you become a member. Gail, it's been a pleasure talking with you today.
Nice talking with you.
I really appreciate it and look forward to visiting with you again down the road. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Gail Pabst. Yeah, Gail Pabst is our guest today. Gail is the horticulturist and marketing director at the National Garden Bureau and All-American Selection. So it was great to have her on the show. And coming up, We are going to be taking a look at iris plants. Do you have some iris plants? Would you like to grow them? We'll talk with our next guest, Brock Vojtilevich is a master gardener and will be our guest next here on WPR News and Garden Talk. I'm Larry Mueller.